Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As Hurricane Irma makes its way to Florida, let's check in on the Caribbean, where it's already caused major damage. Irma battered the Turks and Caicos Islands early today with heavy winds and 20-foot waves. Earlier this week, the storm destroyed most of Barbuda and wreaked havoc on St. Martin and St. Bart's, where power and communications are still down. In St. Martin, the airport was badly damaged. Hugh Riley is Secretary General of the Caribbean Tourism Organization. That's the development agency that represents all 28 Caribbean countries. He's in Antigua. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeremy. It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And we heard yesterday that Antigua was spared, at least compared to Barbuda. What are you seeing there in Antigua?
Antigua really was spared. Barbuda, of course, is a different story. We are part of a rapid response team, and some deployment to Barbuda will occur later today, so that we'll get an opportunity as a member of the team to see what Barbuda looks like. But Antigua certainly has no sign at all of damage that's immediately obvious.
Now, your organization represents all of the Caribbean countries. Where is the damage the worst, as far as you know?
Reports are still coming in, and our team back in headquarters in Barbados is constantly updating. But it looked like close to 90% of the structures on Barbuda were damaged. We know that there's considerable damage in St. Martin. Reports are still coming in from Anguilla, but Anguilla, I believe, took it on the chin as well. The BVI, the British Virgin Islands, sustained damage as well. So did the U.S. Virgin Islands. Reports are still coming in on Puerto Rico, and we're not sure what's happening yet in the Bahamas as Irma moves further north. Turks and Caicos Islands, we are still trying to get some accurate assessment of what's happening in Turks and Caicos Islands as well.
But it sounds like you really don't know at this point what the extent of the damage is, in part because the communication lines aren't working.
That is correct. Some communication lines are up again via military or paramilitary sources, so that some of the islands that were initially hit pretty hard are not now entirely cut off. So there have been improvised arrangements to make sure that there is some communication, and we're able to take advantage of that. But yes, direct, normal cell phone communication is still extremely difficult in many places.
Now, you're just dealing with the immediate aftermath of this storm at this point, but what are you thinking about the long-term economic impact on these Caribbean islands if they've been, you know, largely destroyed, like Barbuda? That economy that is based on tourism is not going to happen, at least this year, right?
Well, of course, there are about 2.5 million of our people in the Caribbean that are employed in tourism. We have families that are completely dependent upon tourism, and we pay a lot of attention to our livelihood, as certainly we must. But to your point, we're not really able to give a proper assessment of what the requirements will be for rebuilding and reorganizing until we get a sense of exactly what the damage has been. The good news is that in countries such as Antigua and Barbuda, Barbuda, sadly, was hit pretty hard, but Antigua was not. Antigua is open for business. Bahamas, we talked about a little while ago, Bahamas itself covers a swath of territory that's over 100,000 square miles, so it is quite possible that something that happens in one part of the Bahamas, in the south, doesn't affect Nassau in any way. So we have to look at those, and of course, thankfully, there are countries in the Caribbean region that were untouched entirely by Irma. So you're right that as a whole, we have to look at what the economic impact is as well on the entire Caribbean. But the reality is that we rebuild very quickly from these kinds of incidents, because we are not unaccustomed to incidents that require us to get our act together, dust ourselves off, and just get back to business fairly quickly. We're not unaccustomed to that.
How long do you think it's going to take to return to normal in the Caribbean?
It's it's hard to say, and that's going to be an island-by-island, country-by-country kind of decision. And some of these countries are French, and some are Dutch, and some are Spanish, and some are parts of the United States, and some are parts of the UK. All of those countries have stepped up very quickly and deployed assistance of one kind or another. So we're not on our own.
You're in Antigua now. Where's your next stop?
We are trying to get to Anguilla, where we need to take a close, first-hand look. Anguilla has taken a bit of a beating, we know that for sure. And we're trying to get to the British Virgin Islands. Air transportation is an issue because where you've got an airport that's closed or a runway that is damaged or even in uncertain condition. In this particular case where I am now, there is going to be some water transportation that's going to take some of us from Antigua to Barbuda. But of course, as you might imagine, in the current weather conditions, the seas are fairly choppy. But yes, we are going to do whatever we need to do to understand, to assess, to report accurately, and of course, to start the rebuilding process.
That's Hugh Riley, who is Secretary General of the Caribbean Tourism Organization, joining us today from Antigua. Secretary Riley, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy. I greatly appreciate your time.